It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope you are amazing. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. I get started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for listening, for being here all over North America. I hope you've had a great day. You can always tune in on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you have SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher, and everybody listening all over North America. People at home, people at work, people hanging in there. I'm not here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. Tonight is the NBA draft. Yeah, we're minutes away from finding out how dumb the Dallas Mavericks are. Well, we know they're stupid. We also know they're lucky. Cooper Flagg is probably 99.9% likely to be selected by the Dallas Mavericks. What happens after that, we have no idea. But we'll keep you up to date on the NBA draft as the night continues here on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, hey, thank you so much to our guest who came on through, Tomer Azarli. He joined us last hour from Clutch Points to talk about the draft. And we have more to do. We talked about Robert Kraft. He's like, the past 2 years with the Patriots have been the worst of my tenure. Like, man, you've been winning and winning. Shut up. Anyway, as we continue with the show, of course, at the end, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. But it is Wednesday. Every single Wednesday, at this time, I bring you a new top six list. Okay, I've been doing top six lists on YouTube for a very, very long time. I'm being able to bring it here to the radio. And one of my favorite top six lists, I don't know, maybe I'm a jerk, maybe, probably, possibly, is to take a look at professional athletes that don't work out for whatever reason. You know, I mean, to call somebody a bust sometimes can be difficult. It can be tough. Not for me. It's real simple. Did you have high expectations? If the answer was yes, did you work out? If the answer is no, you're a bust. I'm sorry. Like Zion Williamson right now, he's making a lot of money. He's eating a lot of food. Zion, if you ask me, has not lived up to expectations. Zion is very close. He got plenty of time to rectify his career. Well, you'd hope he has plenty of time. Zion Williamson might be a bust. A highly paid bust because of all this money that gets thrown around in the NBA. But Zion Williamson could be a bust. Busting out of something besides his pants. Or his belt. Anyway, new top six list. Top six NBA busts of all time. I'm not wasting any more time. Let's hit the fancy music for the list.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Tonight is night one. Yeah, they expanded the draft into multiple nights. Tonight is night one, round one of the 2025 NBA draft. We expect Cooper Flagg to go number one overall. We expect big things over the next few years for Cooper Flagg. But tonight it's time to take a look at some individuals who were drafted high, had big expectations, and did not work out. If I'm talking about the top six NBA draft busts of all time, I gotta start here at this number.
Number six.
And share with you this individual. at number six, I got to take you back to 1984. I have to tell you about the man who was selected number two overall in that draft behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I have to tell you about Sam Bowie. Sam Bowie is number six on my list of NBA draft busts. What a draft. Hakeem went number one. Bowie went number two. Michael Jordan went three. Charles Barkley went five. John Stockton selected at 16. Now, here's the deal with Sam Bowie. Like a lot of guys, injuries, hurt, pain. The Blazers took him at number two overall. And whether it was his legs or injuries at Kentucky, breaking his leg again his second year in the NBA, ultimately, he was able to give you 10 seasons, average 10 points, 7.5 rebounds, and only played 511 games over 10 seasons. A matter of fact, he missed all of 1987-88. When you're selected at number two overall, and you're the Portland Trailblazers, Michael Jordan was right there, and you missed. Yeah, maybe something had to do with Clyde Drexler there. But anyway, Sam Bowie, he's not stupid. He talked about this with CN2. He talks about how he would run into Michael Jordan, and it's always about the injuries. Listen.
But every time I see Michael, I tell him if he would have never turned out to be the player he was, I wouldn't have to hear all this ridicule about being drafted before him. And a lot of people fail to realize that, as the documentary shows, he wound up missing about 40-some ball games when he broke a bone in his foot, and he was the one who got injured before me. It just so happens that my injuries came a little later on, and they were more severe. But Michael, great guy, great ambassador for the game, and he'll always be a friend of mine.
Yeah, it's hard to do much of anything with a broken leg. Yeah. Yeah, I got Sam Bowie number six on my list. Top six NBA draft bust of all time. He's number six. What's next?
Number five.
Oh, this guy was definitely a bust. And number five, I'm giving you Adam Morrison. This dude was dropping 30 points a game at Gonzaga. He was running around. His hair was flopping all over the place. But by the time he got to the NBA, he was too skinny. He wasn't strong enough. He couldn't keep a light post in front of him. He only played 6 years in the NBA. He had physical issues. It was Adam Morrison. Come on, man. He only played 6 years in the league. God bless him. He got two rings sitting on the Los Angeles Lakers bench. So only averaged 7 points a game. After being drafted number three overall in 2006 by, guess who, Michael Jordan and the Bobcats, it did not work out for Adam Morrison. Some of the guys selected after him: Rudy Gay, J.J. Redick, Rajon Rondo, Kyle Lowry. Shout outs to Paul Millsap right here in Atlanta, Georgia. Adam Morrison. Oh, yeah, he was a bust. And this is pretty hilarious. He was asked during an interview with the Lakers. He had an interview with Max Flower, and he was asked about his work ethic. And let's just say it didn't seem Adam Morrison was enthusiastic about anything.
Hi, I'm Max Flower. I'm here with Adam Morrison, and he's going to tell us about his secrets to success. Adam?
Just working hard and, doing the right things every day.
Well, Adam, thank you for your time, and I wish you the best of luck. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
Adam. No problem. See
you. Oh, well, it seems like they both enjoyed that interview a lot. Adam Morrison, number five on my list. Top six NBA draft busts. Adam Morrison is five. What's the next number?
Number four.
Oh, man. You call this guy a bust? He might bust in your door. You call this guy a bust? He might bust your head open. You better watch your mouth when you're talking about Kwame Brown. He was drafted number one overall in 2001, right out of high school. This is another Michael Jordan selection. Good job, Michael. Anyway, Kwame Brown came out of high school, and it just seemed like he never developed. He said his hands were too small. He had no post moves. He could rebound the basketball. He was big. He was strong. I guess he could punch you in the face. That's all he threatens to do on the internet. But he averaged 6 points and six rebounds. He played for seven different teams after Washington threw their hands up in the air and said, what are we doing with this guy? Kwame Brown is one of the biggest busts. And the fact that he was a Michael Jordan pick did not help things. Kwame Brown was having a polite chat. I guess he can be polite sometimes. He was on the pivot, and he was asked if he could have done anything different.
I think every basketball player, every person who plays sports, once you go through the type of adversity that I've gone through where you have the media attacking you at the same time, you have a team not playing you. I had the whole world talking about me at one point. That's tough to deal with at any age. So me, I just got quiet, and I think it made me too much of an introvert. So I'm mostly a fun-loving, bubbling, gentle giant. So I think at first it made me this. If you watch me, even when I make a good play, I wouldn't even celebrate. And we had kind of a no-nonsense coach in middle school that made us kind of that way. But I think it kind of made me go into a shell. And I did go through a period where I didn't stay too true to the game, where I didn't work out as much.
Yeah, it beat him down. He didn't have the mental strength. He got beat down. And now if you say the wrong thing to Kwame Brown, he might threaten to beat you up. Kwame Brown, number four on my list. Top six NBA draft busts. It's a top six countdown. What comes after four?
Number three.
Oh, this is a sad one. Because this guy, I think he would have worked out. We got to go to 2007. At number three on my list of NBA draft busts, I'm giving you Greg Oden. This is sad. This is like Sam Bowie 2.0. You think about the Portland Trailblazers. They selected Greg Oden, number one overall in 2007, over Kevin Durant. They had options. They had choices. It was easy for Seattle. Whichever one doesn't come, we're taking him. They ended up with Durant. And Portland ended up with a guy who missed his entire rookie season because he had microfracture surgery. Greg Oden only played 105 games over five seasons. He averaged 8 points and six rebounds. Greg Oden is just a sad story for a man whose body did not work or cooperate. And Greg Oden is not stupid. He spoke to Sports Illustrated and he basically said, I know my history. I know what I will be remembered as. It's as a bust.
I'll be remembered as the biggest bust in NBA history.
Well, Kevin Durant says not so fast. When Durant heard about Oden's comments, he told ESPN, that's nonsense. In order for you to be a bust, you have to actually play and show people that you progressed as a player. He didn't get a chance to.
Well, Kevin Durant is a nice guy. That's his interpretation. I'm looking at a bust as a guy who was selected, and no matter, did he play, did he not play? Greg Oden didn't get the chance. Bust. It sucks for him. Anyway, this is what Charles Barkley had to say about Greg Oden. This is from TNT.
You know, if you look at Greg Oden's situation, I was reading where he's getting depressed. Hey, Greg Oden, you have to understand this. You really only 19 years old. I mean, you got to think about what we live in this internet with all those jackasses and talk radio with those jackasses too. But you get listen, you have to look at your game realistically. You really only played 1 year of college. So you're really 19 basketball-wise. So be patient. Your game is going to come around. You're going to learn how to score.
Yeah, obviously that was from years ago. Hey, watch your mouth, Charles Barkley. Talking about the jackasses on Sports Talk Radio. Relax. Hey, Greg Oden, he says he'd be the biggest bust in NBA history, at least when it comes down to my list. Greg Oden he's number three. He's not number one. Because I think there's a couple guys who had it worse than him. What's the next number?
Number two.
Top six busts in NBA history. Oh, this is a big guy, too. His name? Darko Milicic. He was selected after LeBron James. You might forget that because we didn't see Darko play. He was on the Detroit Pistons. This is a team that was on its way to a championship. And Darko, well, I don't think he cared. Like, I don't think Darko gave a damn. He's like, I'm in the NBA. I don't think he ate. I don't think he practiced. I don't think he gave a rat's ass about anything. He's just going through the motions. Six teams in 9 years. He won a championship with the Pistons. I mean, we talk about this. It gets brought up a lot. The Pistons could have selected Carmelo Anthony. Could you imagine him on that championship squad coming off the bench? They could have selected Chris Bosh. They could have had Dwayne Wade. Darko finishing up his career with a whopping 6 points and 4 rebounds. I think now Darko Milicic is like running a farm somewhere back home. Darko, I don't think he cared about no basketball. I want you to take a listen to what Chauncey Billups had to say about Darko on ESPN.
I mean, I could see it. I could see it. But I never seen him play a game.
Well, how long did it take you to realize, though, that Darko thing wouldn't go work? Like, how many practices before you looked around? Like,
Two or three. I mean, I knew it wasn't going to be long. I mean, you're drafting this guy. You're bringing him into playing with Ben Wallace, Rasheed Wallace, you know, the Elton Campbell, these guys, Mehmet Okor, who was a European but very good. And you knew right away. I mean, this kid is young, 18, 19, but, man, he's a long ways away, and we could have got better.
Yeah. Well, now he's on his farm, and Chauncey Billups is out here coaching the Portland Trailblazers. Yeah, I got Darko Milicic, number two on my list. Top six NBA busts. If I got Darko at number two, who could be the biggest bust in NBA history? I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. But before we do that, to the shock of absolutely no one, Cooper Flagg has been selected number one overall by the Dallas Mavericks. He joins Paolo Banchero, Zion Williamson, and Kyrie Irving as some of the more recent Duke selections coming out of the NBA draft. Hopefully, well, he can't be anything like Zion hanging out with. I got to watch what I call those women. Hanging out with women. Beware of the women. Cooper Flagg is down in Dallas, Texas, the American Airlines Center. They unveil a number 32 jersey with Cooper Flagg's name on the back. The fans are celebrating everywhere from Dallas, Texas to Newport, Maine. Cooper Flagg selected at number one overall. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you who the biggest draft bust in NBA history is, and then I'll also tell you who the San Antonio Spurs selected at number two overall. We got a lot to do. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The NBA draft is underway in Brooklyn, New York. Cooper Flagg has been selected number one overall by the Dallas Mavericks. Dylan Harper has been selected number two overall by the San Antonio Spurs. The Philadelphia 76ers are currently on the clock with a third selection here in the NBA draft. So many conversations about Ace Bailey and the guy who decided to turn down the Philadelphia 76ers for a workout. Are the Philadelphia 76ers going to go for it? What are they going to do knowing that they got plenty of guys, McCain and Maxey, and Paul George, and Joel Embiid. You just have no idea when it comes down to the health of any of these guys. And so where the Sixers decide to go, are they going to go with Bailey, who spurned them? Will they select someone like Vijay Edgecombe, another guard, albeit a, I want to say the biggest guard, you know, out of Baylor. So as we wait on the Philadelphia 76ers pick, it is Wednesday. Right before we went to break, I did share with you the start of a new top six list. Today, tonight, we're taking a look at some of the biggest NBA draft busts in history. In a few minutes, a few seconds, I'm going to share with you who I have at number one on the list. At number six, I gave you Sam Bowie, selected by the Portland Trailblazers. Unfortunately, those broken legs did not help him, and the Blazers had to look at the fact that they did not draft some guy named Michael Jordan. At number five, I gave you Adam Morrison. This man lit it up at Gonzaga. Yeah, a college athlete who said, hey, you know what I can do? Get you 30 points a game. By the time Adam Morrison got to the NBA, didn't work out that way. Only averaged 7 points. 1-2 rings on a Lakers bench. Good for him. And number four, biggest busts, I gave you Kwame Brown. Kwame Brown selected number one overall in the year 2001. Michael Jordan could have had Eddie Curry. Well, he ate his way out of the league. He could have had Tyson Chandler. Kwame Brown only averaged 6 points and six rebounds for his career. And number three, I gave you Greg Oden. Poor guy couldn't even play. Knees didn't work. And number two, I gave you Darko Milicic, who was selected right behind LeBron James in 2003, immediately to the Pistons, had no desire or interest in playing in the league. I gave you Darko at number two. Now, if Darko Milicic is number two on my list of one of the biggest draft busts ever, who the heck is at this number?
Number one.
My apologies to all my wonderful friends in Canada. There is a player who had to be a sacrificial lamb so we can get a guy like Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. At number one, the biggest draft bust in NBA history, his name, Anthony Bennett. This sad, sad individual coming out of UNLV in 2013 was selected number one overall. People said, and he's a big dude. He's like, he built like a truck, 6'8", 240. He wasn't the most athletic. He didn't have the largest hands, couldn't handle the ball for a big man of his size. In his career, that only lasted four seasons, he averaged a whopping 4 points a game. To start his Cleveland Cavaliers career, it took him four games before he actually made a field goal. They sat his ass down right away. It stinks. It sucks for him. And then, after his rookie season, LeBron James said, I'm coming back to Cleveland. He was immediately, he being Anthony Bennett, he was immediately shipped out to Minnesota for Kevin Love. Then he was with the Timberwolves, the Raptors, and the Nets. And then he was no longer in the NBA. A number one overall pick who only averaged 4 points a game. Anthony Bennett was a massive, massive miss. He is only 32 years old right now at this point. He's an afterthought in the NBA. And when his time in the league ended, he ended up going to Turkey. He played in the G League. He's been to Jerusalem. He's been in Taiwan playing basketball. Okay? I don't even know where. He's been in a lot of places. And right now, yeah, he's playing in the Taiwan Basketball League. What a world. Anthony Bennett, unfortunately for him, before he was drafted, he sat down with CBC in Canada. And Anthony Bennett was asked about the pressures of being the number one overall pick. And Anthony Bennett, he didn't tell no lies. He just said, pressure. I just got to go play basketball. Listen to this.
It's a lot of pressure, no?
I don't really...
You don't feel pressure?
No, not really. It's just basketball for me. It's basketball. Go out there. Like I said, I have fun on here. So I don't really feel pressure at all.
Is there pressure being number one? being the number one draft pick.
Everybody says so. You know, having that number one title beside your name adds on a lot of pressure because they want you to impact the game right away. But I feel like I said, it's basketball, man. I'm going to go do whatever is best, do whatever the team needs to win. This having the bigger goal, the bigger picture in your head, just really motivates me.
Anthony Bennett said he did not feel the pressure. The pressure certainly felt him. He didn't have the talent. He was not enough of an athlete to be out on the court in the NBA. So if you want to talk about the biggest NBA draft bust of all time, Anthony Bennett is number one on that list. Sorry, Greg Oden. Greg Oden, he's like, hey, yeah, I'm the biggest draft bust ever. No, Greg Oden, you were not. Top six NBA draft bust of all time. At number six, I gave you Sam Bowie. Number five, I gave you Adam Morrison. Number four, I gave you Kwame Brown. Number three, I gave you Greg Oden. Number two, I gave you Darko Milicic. At number one, I gave you Anthony Bennett. The phone line's open if you want to give me a holler. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When I say NBA draft bust, who comes to your mind? Who do you think about? Who's a draft bust in the NBA, in an NBA history, that you have not forgotten? 888-710-4ISN. The phone lines are open. Right now, we have the 2025 edition of the NBA draft. And in order to find out what's going on in Brooklyn at the draft and what else is going on in the world of sports, it is time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're taking a look at some of the biggest draft busts in NBA history. Yeah, I just gave you a new top six list of draft busts. And then we also actively have the NBA draft going on this minute, this second. So you think about what we've seen so far. Cooper Flagg goes number one to the Dallas Mavericks. Dylan Harper, number two to the Spurs. The 76ers pick VJ Edgecombe at number three. Kyle Knipl, he takes a shooting stroke to Charlotte, which is going to be a lot of fun for him to stay in the Carolinas. That'll be absolutely amazing. And the Utah Jazz are currently selecting next at number five overall. Adam Silver making his way to the stage. Commissioner of the league. Utah Jazz always looking to stick somebody up now that Danny Ainge is running the organization. And so what does he do? He selects Ace Bailey at number five overall. So for all that talk and all that yapping about the draft fall and where he goes and where he doesn't end up, Ace Bailey is selected at number five overall to the Utah Jazz. The Utah Jazz always looking to move some pieces. He might be the piece. I wouldn't be shocked if the Utah Jazz decide to go ahead and move him. Danny Ainge is certainly very shrewd when you think about who he employs and what he does with picks, what he does with players. Lauri Markkanen still on the team. He's going to get a lot of touches. Colin Sexton's on the team. He's never met a shot that he doesn't like. You know, Isaiah Collier is still on the squad. You expect him to get some more touches as he grows in the league. And Walker Kessler is there as well. So who the hell knows what the heck is going to go on? Ace Bailey selected at number five overall by the Utah Jazz. But the Utah Jazz are known for some funny business. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. 4ISN. Let's talk to Bert from Baltimore. We're talking about some of the biggest draft busts of all time. Bert, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hey, JR. How are you doing this evening?
I'm excellent. How are you, Bert?
I'm nervous because I'm a Wizards fan. I'm actually, I call them the Buzzards because, I've watched them since they were at Baltimore Bullets. I combined the two names because it's been bad the last few years. But for me, it was Purvis Ellison out of Louisville.
Yes, well, that's another. You want to talk about leg injuries? Every injury to his lower body possible? Absolutely.
And not only that, he was picked ahead of Michael Jordan.
Well, he was not. I think. I don't think he was in Jordan's draft. That was after the fact. I don't think that was.
A lot of people picked after him. I always thought he was in that draft. I may be wrong.
Yeah, I think you are. Yeah, Michael Jordan was
in
84.
Him to be.
Hold on, Bert. Purvis Ellison was selected in 1989, okay? Michael Jordan was already getting smacked around by the Pistons at that point in time. Purvis Ellison.
Okay.
Yeah, wrong draft there, buddy.
But still, it was like we waited. Showed some promise at Louisville, and he never, he stuck around the league a little bit, but he was never healthy.
Yeah, he had about a 10-year run, and injuries just took over. Well, thank you, Bert, for calling from Baltimore. Appreciate you.
All right, no problem. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Well, thank you, Bert, for calling from Baltimore. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about the biggest draft bust that we have seen in NBA history. I gave you my top six list. If you missed the list, you can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Sam Bowie. At number five, I gave you Adam Morrison. At number four, I gave you Kwame Brown. Number three, Greg Oden. Number two, Darko Milicic. At number one, Anthony Bennett. Is there another draft? Well, there's a lot of draft busts. When I say draft bust, who comes to your mind? Let's talk to Claudius. Claudius is calling from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show, Claudius. What's up?
Hey, what's up? The biggest draft bust, in my opinion, is Michael Beasley, Miami Heat.
Okay. Do you want to expand upon that?
Not really. I mean, just him in particular. I want to also maybe add.
Wait. Hold on. I'm asking you why. I think most of us are familiar with Michael Beasley. Why does he stand out to you as a draft bust?
Because he had hopes on him of becoming a superstar athlete. Other than Dwayne Wade, that really took them somewhere. Honestly, I mean, that did not last quick with him at all in Miami.
No, it didn't. And so ultimately, Michael Beasley was selected number two overall in 2008. He lasted a couple of years with the Miami Heat. And I think anybody who even watches him to today, participating in the Big Three or playing in these one-on-one pickup tournaments, if there's one thing Michael Beasley can do, Michael Beasley can score. If there's one thing that he could not do, it's go ahead and keep his head on straight. And I think there's a lot of evidence to that today as to his temper, his temperament. But he is one of the best scorers. You have NBA players who will tell you how great he was. He can go shot for shot with Kevin Durant. He's just a little nutty. Sometimes the personality gets the best of you, and I think Michael Beasley is one of those guys.
All right.
Well, thank you, Claudius. Appreciate you.
Appreciate it. Have a great evening. Thank you.
You as well. Yeah, Michael, man, see, there is so much that comes into or goes into not just talent, but being a good NBA player. Like number one, look at, and this sucks to say, look at Zion Williamson. Has all the talent, all the athleticism in the world. All the talent is like a bowling ball. On his way to the basket, can't be stopped. Ain't nobody looking like a linebacker should jump and move the way that Zion does. But he hasn't taken care of his body. Basketball hasn't been the first priority. I mean, some of his personal issues spilling out onto the internet is just kind of horrific. And it's just like, well, damn, I remember hearing about this guy in high school. And what happened? He's a walking train wreck. Now, there's still plenty of time for him to, change things around, rectify, some of his issues and things that he's done here in his NBA career. But it's not that great of a start. The first thing you could do is work on your conditioning. The next thing you can do is work on your focus. I mean, what you do in your free time is your business. But his business has hampered his ability to be a reliable basketball player. And when your personal life is messing up your business, I don't care who you are. Man, it gets tough. Especially when you make some of the personal choices that he's made. And so you could have all the talent in the world. If you don't have the mental capacity and the strength for it, you're cooked. I mean, we heard that from Kwame Brown. He's like, I had to hear from the players. I had to hear from the coaches. I had to hear from the fans. And at one point in time, I just lost the joy of playing basketball. Was not fun. He said, so he stopped trying. He stopped caring. That stinks. He got paid, though. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When I say draft busts, who comes to your mind? So far, the gentlemen that have been selected tonight in the NBA draft, and I'm gonna get the thoughts of our producer, Ryan Botcher, in a second, get his thoughts on a draft bust. Here's the order of what we have up until now. Cooper Flagg, number one to the Dallas Mavericks. Dylan Harper, number two to the San Antonio Spurs. VJ Edgecombe, number three to the Philadelphia 76ers. Kyle Knipple, number four to the Charlotte Hornets. Ace Bailey, number five to the Utah Jazz. And Trey Johnson, just selected at number six overall to the Washington Wizards. Wild stuff here. And at this point, I think we've reached the point of the draft where, quite frankly, I don't want to say there's a big shoulder shrug. Outside of Ace Bailey, it's kind of like meh, if I'm being honest here. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Ryan Botcher, when I say NBA draft bust, who's the first player that comes to your mind?
Besides for the six on your list, I would go with Emeka Okafor, Jahlil Okafor maybe might be up there, and then Hashim Tabeet.
Oh, Tabeet. Yeah, Tabeet had, he was slow. You know, there was just so many changes in when he came into the league and the expectations. It's kind of tough. How old, he got to be almost 40 years old at this point in time.
Yeah, he's 38. He was taken second overall.
Yeah. He had, I'm not going to say he had no skills. He's just slow. The NBA changed. It's no different than, what's my guy from the Indiana Pacers? Roy Hibbert. Roy Hibbert was able to ball out for a few years, and then it's like, poof, blink. Time's up. Like, a lot of these big plotting guys, they're gone. You don't see these dudes anymore. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I just told you about Zion Williamson and some of his poor life choices that have affected his performance on the basketball court. The New Orleans Pelicans are currently up on the clock. Remember, keep in mind, earlier this week, we just went through an entire trade where C.J. McCollum was sent up to Washington for Jordan Poole. And also keep in mind, down in New Orleans right now, Joe Dumars is the executive running the team. Please also keep in mind the Detroit Pistons, when they were having some of their great successes and championship success, Joe Dumars was running that organization before he moved on to the NBA as their vice president. And so Joe Dumars has a good track record. He's already started to make some moves here. And let's see what the New Orleans Pelicans do here at number 7 on the board. After the Pelicans select, the Brooklyn Nets are up next, followed by the Toronto Raptors and the Houston Rockets at number 10. The Houston Rockets got this pick from Phoenix as a result of the trade that we just saw take place with Kevin Durant. And so there's so much more that we're going to get into here in the final hour of the show. I'm still taking your phone calls. It's real simple. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When I say NBA draft bust, who comes to your mind? I think the biggest draft bust we have ever seen, his name is Anthony Bennett. Okay, I'll get to more of your calls on the other side as we continue to talk draft busts. Get to your calls, draft busts. I'll give you an update on the draft. And let's see if we get any more trades that are coming through. We got a whole lot more to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.